Members of the public were also allowed to comment at today's emergency meeting of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Captain Pat Kelly of the Florida Guides Association thinks the media are overplaying the current threat to Florida's coast at the detriment of the fishing industry.
Here we are. Florida Guides Association is a group of about 500 licensed and insured fishing guides. We're a statewide group. And here I was yesterday on the phone talking to people from the East Coast that had trips canceled because the press cannot be responsible enough to do the facts. It's not a good story to say, well, there's no oil in Florida. I mean, you know, everything's hunky-dory down here. That's not a good story. The good story is, yeah, there's oil down here, and oh, it's in the loop current. And you know what? Yesterday, they didn't know if it was in the loop current or not.
Captain Kelly reminded the press that the fishing industry is a large part of Florida's economy.
But you see what that says right there? That says Florida, fishing capital of the world. And here we are with the press. And listen, by the way, press, you see that right there? You see what that says right there? That brings people to Florida. That also puts groceries on your table and everybody else that's in this state.
However, Gulf Coast preservationist Susan McMillan believes that it's possible that the amount of oil leaking in the Gulf is being underestimated.
With the premise that there's 5,000 barrels a day that are being released, which was based on initial satellite photos that did not capture any of what was going on beneath the surface. And that 5,000 barrels has been discredited by independent scientists, and it's closer to between 85 and 100,000 barrels. My concern is if we're basing our response on a false premise, then it's like preparing for a really bad storm when Hurricane Katrina is coming.
Chairman of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, Rodney Barreto, responded that he trusted the Coast Guard's estimates.
We have some of the great, brightest minds in the United States Coast Guard looking at this. We've employed outside people to help confirm this from the industry, and their number of 5,000 barrels is what they're saying as it is, and that the reports of anything above and beyond that are not accurate.
I would just caution you. I followed one of your guys that was sitting there out in the hall, and I asked him that question, and he kind of stuttered and said, well, I can't answer that. And then this guy came up to me and said, well, I can. And he shook my hand and said, Ray Dempsey, I'll answer that question. And he said, you know, basically what he just said, which is that our response isn't dose dependent. We're doing the very best we can. And he gave me his card, and I walked away, and it's a BP card. And it's a BP card. He's a BP public relations person who is ready for somebody to confront one of the government people and ask him a question and answer for him. So that concerns me. Well, along with that, when we're going to say, well, our best scientists say that 5,000 barrels a day is accurate, if you just use a little common sense, they're injecting dispersants down at the source, and the dispersants are preventing, they even said in your presentation, preventing a lot of that oil from ever making it to the surface. So my concern beyond the toxicity with the dispersants is we have no way of tracking where that spill is going if it's not coming up to the surface. It's just getting caught in the water columns and going wherever it's going, and we can't see it, and we can't measure it by satellites, and we can't prepare the communities for it, and we can't prepare the fishing industry for it, on top of not knowing what the toxic effects of the dispersants are. And the answer is, well, we're monitoring that closely. Well, that sounds like another, you know, we're monitoring that Hurricane Katrina is coming. We need to be proactive in preventing the disaster from being worse. And I feel like everybody's sort of taking the best case scenario. Well, it's just, you know, it's not nearly that big, and the dispersants, well, we're monitoring it. That's not going to help us when it shows up in places where we weren't expecting, and the effects are 100 times more toxic than we're prepared for.
That was Susan McMillan from today's emergency meeting of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. From St. Pete Beach, this is Kelly Benjamin.